if you're stuck for a bit of thought-provoking bedtime reading, you could do worse than Barbara Tuchman's The March of Folly from Troy to Vietnam, where she poses this question: why do governments pursue policies contrary to their own interests, despite the availability of feasible alternatives? Now, I wouldn't say the testy and testosterone-laden atmosphere of Parliament this week is on a par with the fall of Troy, the Protestant Reformation, the American Revolution, and the Vietnam War. That would be silly. But so is the spectacle of watching New Zealand First and the Māori Party competing to see who can call their opponents terrorists in the most bizarre, over-the-top, or downright offensive manner possible. Just to make things a little more surreal, while Parliament was debating the second reading of the Terrorism Suppression Amendment Bill on Wednesday, Trevor Mallard and Tō Henare were busy having a macho catfight in the lobby. Here's Audrey Young's report that appeared on the front page of Thursday's New Zealand Herald. Tō Henare came to blows in Parliament yesterday after the National MP accused the Minister of being a hypocrite. It is believed Mr. Mallard struck Mr. Henare during a heated argument in a lobby outside the parliamentary debating chamber, and the pair had to be prized apart. The incident came after Mr. Henare had goaded Mr. Mallard in the house over his personal life. The minister has recently separated from his wife. Mr. Mallard asked Mr. Henare to discuss the matter in the lobbies, where they got into a heated argument and Mr. Henare accused the minister of being a, quote, hypocrite. This appeared to refer to an incident in the House last year in which Mr. Mallard shouted across the chamber to then National Party leader Don Brash, "How's Diane?" Ugh. Helen Clark is reported as saying both men should look in the mirror, and she's quite right as far as she goes. But it's hard to muster any sympathy for any party in this. Mongrel Mallard and Testosterone Toe have prickish streets a mile wide, and they've been let off the leash when politically convenient often enough. And they've had any number of excuses made on their behalf by alleged leaders who should know better. And isn't it just a wee bit ironic that while the official line is that both men have settled the matter with a handshake and an apology and no further action is to be taken, the Herald's John Armstrong noted a stricter line being taken towards another group of civil servants in the chamber. And I quote, "If the police have got it wrong, they will be held to account." That was a stern warning delivered by the National Party during debate on the Terrorism Suppression Amendment Bill in Parliament. National may support the bill, thereby guaranteeing its passage into law. However, the party wanted to make it absolutely clear that Parliament did not lightly bestow extra powers on the police and other agencies of the state. And I couldn't agree more with the sentiment, and I'm sure Labour feels exactly the same way. But I'm not seeing Helen Clark and John Key holding their bother boys to any standard of accountability at all. Boys may be boys, and human beings screw up with monotonous regularity, but boys eventually have to grow up and accept the consequences of their actions don't go away that easily.